How to prove things. Merton the Younger is a representative of the school of neoclassical economics, which, as we've seen with LTCM, represents most powerfully the dangers of Platonified knowledge. I am selecting Merton because I found him very illustrative of academically stamped obscurantism. I discovered Merton's shortcomings from an angry and threatening 7-page letter he sent me that gave me the impression that he wasn't too familiar with how we trade options, his very subject matter. He seemed to be under the impression that traders rely on rigorous economic theory, as if birds had to study engineering in order to fly. Looking at Merton's methodology, I see the following pattern. He starts with rigidly Platonic assumptions, completely unrealistic, such as the Gaussian probabilities, along with many more equally disturbing ones. Then he generates theorems and proofs from these. The math is tight and elegant. The theorems are compatible with other theorems from modern portfolio theory, themselves compatible with still other theorems, building a grand theory of how people consume, save, face uncertainty, spend, and project the future. He assumes that we know the likelihood of events. The beastly word equilibrium is always present. But the whole edifice is like a game that is entirely closed, like Monopoly with all of its rules. A scholar who applies such methodology resembles Locke's definition of a madman, someone reasoning correctly from erroneous premises. Now, elegant mathematics has this property. It's perfectly right, not 99% so. This property appeals to mechanistic minds who don't want to deal with ambiguities. Unfortunately, you have to cheat somewhere to make the world fit perfect mathematics, and you have to fudge your assumptions somewhere. We've seen with the Hardy quote that professional pure mathematicians, however, are as honest as they come. So where matters get confusing is when someone like Merton tries to be mathematical and airtight rather than focus on fitness to reality. This is where you learn from the minds of military people and those who have responsibilities in security. They don't care about perfect, ludic reasoning. They want realistic ecological assumptions. In the end, they care about lives.